Welcome to The Gauge, brought to you by Home Gauge Inspection Software, providing useful information and professional advice for home and RV inspection industry professionals. Whether you're a certified home inspector or a curious entrepreneur, join us on The Gauge.
We are back on The Gauge, episode 16.
Episode 16.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah, so welcome to episode 16. I'm Carla, this is Dan, and today we have a very special guest. Welcome Jermaine Jackson from Get It Done Home Inspections down in Atlanta, Georgia, where it is very hot today, but he is staying cool with a fan indoors.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Yeah, awesome, Jermaine. I do appreciate you coming on the show. I've been, like I said before we started here, that I've actually been following you on your Instagram and your TikTok for probably since I started getting on TikTok with the Home Gauge account. And I mean, you're killing it. You're killing it on Instagram. And I know that you're definitely picking things up on TikTok.
Yeah.
Right now I saw that you have almost 16,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah. Right now. Yeah. It's been there for a while, but yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Like, and you're growing your TikTok, but you have some videos that have like hit 20,000, 50,000 views.
Yeah. No more than that. So I had a couple, that hit 1 million, one hit 4 million.
What?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Tell people with Instagram is like the craziest stuff, like the least effort that you put into some of the videos, those be the ones that go viral. So I had one.
Right.
I had one that went 4 million and I ended up making like $500 off it.
Oh, wow. What?
You need to tell us your secrets.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Here now or later?
Well, I mean, the question I was going to ask you is, like, what has it been like for you to, like, when you're focusing on creating content for social media? Like, how did you, like, I know you probably was like, okay, I need to be on social media. Right. But, like, what was your turning point of when you, like, started to, like, really focus on it? What was that like?
Man, I got on back in 2018, right? And so when I noticed a lot of the other inspectors, they were just posting beautiful homes, like the homes that they had inspected, and they were just showing all the good, the beautiful, the luxurious, right? And so I realized, I was like, man, I'm not following anybody that's going to show you the ugliest part of the house, the worst part of the house, right? So
that's kind of, definitely see those.
I see that a lot. So I'm doing a lot of, you know, no disrespect to my customers or anything like that, but a lot of them walk away from the bad homes. So we see a lot of the bad, the good, bad. I tell people it's the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to a home. So we see a lot of ugly. I want to make sure I film that stuff. Every house I go to, I try to get some type of content, whether it's a leak or some mold or rats or whatever. So I try to go for that shock thing, but then I add like the music to it and, you know, some other stuff as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things that drew me to your account is that you do show all of the different things. You know, you do show the amazing bathrooms, yeah, with, you know, those that, okay, you know, the million look like $1 million homes, you know, but then you also show all like everything in between. Like I saw that you just like you inspected an abandoned property. Just
yeah,
recently, not too long ago.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you show all of the different things, but also like some really cool things. Like you get to showcase a lot of the different cars, a lot of different cars that your customers have.
Yeah. Or the sellers. So it's like, you know, I try to not be too invasive, right? We're respectful of people's homes. We're going into their homes. But I, you know, I do post some of the unique stuff that I find as well, you know.
Yeah, the parachute room.
Yeah, the parachute room. Yeah, that was a pretty that was the first. Like I've inspected over 1,000 homes and I've never seen anything like that. I mean, and I like I said, I want to show that. Like people, like other people out there like us probably never seen that before. So I said I want to go ahead and put that out there so, you know, people can
respect. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You know, it's, I mean, it's pretty interesting to see, of course, what people do with their homes and everything. Right. But for those that don't know, Jermaine has this video of this, I'm guessing he's a Vietnam vet.
Yes. Yeah.
He is a Vietnam vet and his entire ceiling is a parachute. And so it's a parachute room. It's like, he's got all of his like veteran, memorabilia all over the room, and but the entire ceiling is just a green army parachute.
Right,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was staying too, so he allowed, you know, he let the buyers were fine with keeping it like that. It was more like a, you know, a pool room and pool table, and yeah,
so right, kind of like a man cave,
like a man cave,
kind of. Oh my gosh, man cave. Stoked about it.
And then yeah, I saw that you I just recently saw your post about when you inspected a church.
Yeah, man, I did a church. That was one of my, was that my first church? I think it was.
yeah, you inspected a church, and the some of Jermaine's music choices are on point. On point.
Oh, and look, I'll tell you this, I never, people ask me like, how do you come up with the music to match? And I tell people, I it's random. It's totally random. What I do is I film stuff. I just film it with my phone. I got like a terabyte or so on my iPhone. But I use the iPad to work. And then I film this stuff, right? And then when I'm browsing Instagram and other reels and other trending music choices and stuff like that. So then I pair them together. So I promise you. Sometimes I get an idea and I look at, I already have the reel in my head and I pair it, but then most of the time it's like totally random.
Yep. And like, you know, like we anyone that's been on social media for a while, you know, they see like those posters, like use this trending audio and you'll go viral. But yeah, like that like works.
It does. Yeah. Sometimes.
But I mean, it does.
When you click on the actual sound, it'll let you know if it's trending or not. So you go to, right. Yeah, it's a little small arrow, so then they let you know that everybody's using it. So you want to go ahead and join that train.
Right, and that's and one of the things that I was talking about in one of the episodes ago was the app called CapCut. Yep. The app called CapCut, they also notify you of trending memes and trending templates for videos and stuff. So do you use CapCut at all?
Yeah, very rarely, but I do have it installed, and I think I've done maybe two reels with CapCut.
Okay, what's your go-to editor?
Mostly, man, Instagram. I just use Instagram.
You just go directly from the app.
Yeah, directly from the app. CapCut was really interesting, and then I got a background with like Premiere Pro and stuff like that, but I haven't had time to kind of like do the full video editing stuff.
Well, yeah, like you said, less effort means more viral.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get into like the YouTube stuff and the shorts are pretty easy too. I'm probably going to start doing a lot more shorts on YouTube. Because it's like quick, fast, you know, you can get a ton of views quick. You should think about it. Have you done it yet?
Yeah. So we have our Home Gauge, our Home Gauge channel on YouTube. Yep. And then I've been posting these, the Gauge clips as YouTube shorts on there as well.
Absolutely. Make sure you're getting a notification.
That's the great thing about video is because you can use video for YouTube shorts, for Instagram, reels, you know, the whole gambit. You can't necessarily post a blog to YouTube shorts, you know?
Right.
So that's why I like video. That way you can be able to encompass all of the social medias.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, cool. I really don't know exactly what you guys are talking about. Very, very neat. I mean, I do a little bit of social media as far as the fact that I have to, and then Dan tells me like things that are important that I should know and sends me messages and tells me who to follow and all of that. But it's awesome, really, the following that you have, Jermaine, and we're really so happy to have you here today. I just wanted to talk a little bit about home inspections because, like, I want to know how long you've been in business and how you got into it, and just a little bit more about you, like everything about you.
Absolutely. So basically, I was a social worker for 10 years, right? Worked for the state and Child Protective Services. And, you know, it was a very rewarding career, but it wasn't enough money. You know, my family was growing and I just couldn't take care of my family like I wanted to. And so I thought about going back to college to get my master's or even going to get my CDL license in trucking. And I thought about getting my master's and maybe even a MBA. I was like, I want to do something. And so I had never heard of home inspections. Like, I never even heard. Like, I was renting at the time. So this is back in 2018. I was renting. So I had never heard of the profession at all. And then a buddy of mine's had a home inspection done. And so he, you know, he had bought his second house. And he was like, yeah, man, I met this inspector. He was a cool guy. He wants to hire people. He's a millionaire. He's been doing it for 20 years. And I was like, really? I was like, can I call him? I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah. He gave me his number. And I called him up. And I remember I asked him, like, can I mentor under you? Can you be my mentor? Like, I want to learn the business. He was like, no, I don't want to do that, but I'll hire you. Like,
I'm like, okay.
Right. And so, you know, I was making like 40K a year. And I was like, you know what? He's offering me like 75. And I was like, man, you know, be honest, I want to start my own thing. I've been working for somebody my whole life. I just want to jump out there and start my own business. And he was like, well, I can't help you with that. So I just pursued it. So I just, you know, I started doing home inspections part-time. You know, Georgia's one of the easiest states you can get certified in. I think mm-hmm. it's about 10 different states out there.
I've heard that before as well.
Yep. So all you need is an online certification. The state doesn't have any requirements, like no requirements, no insurance, no license, no nothing. But you want to, the realistic view of it is if you want to be successful in this business, you have to have as many certifications as you want, as you can handle. I've got 4 right now. I'm working on my ICC, my code inspection, mm-hmm. code mm-hmm. certification. But yeah, I started with that first certification, doing them part-time, and eventually, you know, been doing pretty well. This is our 6th year in business. And mm-hmm. I love it. I can't believe that. Yeah. I learned about it when I was, 38 or 37.
I mean, I'm with you though. I bought a house and never had it inspected. I didn't know that was a thing. And I started building websites and for HomeGauge as a contractor, and was like, home inspection. So it was the same thing. I was 40 years old, right? And was like, okay, well, I own a home now that was never inspected. And so it is one of those things. It's, you know, unless you've, you know, someone's mentioned it, you just don't even really know, right?
Really don't.
But they're so important. And of course, now I still haven't had my home inspected because I'm afraid. So now I'm just like, I mean, it's fine. It's fine. You know?
Please.
But I am telling anyone listening or watching, you absolutely need a home inspection. Like, do not listen to me, listen to Jermaine. So curious, you know, what, so you've said, I think earlier that you've done over 1,000 home inspections at this point. And curious if there are some common things that you see, like red flags, things that probably wouldn't be apparent to someone like me, which means there's probably something really wrong with my house, but I don't want to know about it. But can you tell us what red flags you often see whenever you're inspecting homes for people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So some of the things we see, especially in renovated homes, you know, those homes are going to be, I try to be too hard on these flippers and these investors, because you have to understand the property values are so high right now. Right. So they have to buy the property. They have to renovate it and then try to make a buck, right? So, but these are going to be your most interesting properties because it kind of tells you the type of person that, you know, renovated, right? You could tell like a or somebody that's new at this. So they'll forget, they'll miss common things. You know, I call it common, but it's not common. They'll miss crucial things, but they'll try to cover it up with nice finishes. So some of the things we look for as far as red flags are going to be foundation issues, mold issues in the basement or the crawl space. Mm-hmm. You know, electrical, of course, like any of the bad panels or any some bad wiring situations. What else? Mold. We see a lot of issues with mold. A lot of people, for some reason, and I kind of was like this too, a lot of people don't know how to know the telltale signs of mold. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you go into the home and you smell that moisture, you smell like it's starting to activate or mess with your, what do you call it? Your,
just mess with your senses.
Yeah. Your sinuses and all that stuff.
Sinuses, then, right.
Yeah. So then you gotta be pay attention to all those small little things. Even when you're walking around, the floor kind of feels wavy. You want to pay attention to that. And then the rest, you know, I tell people too, when you're viewing homes, go ahead and peep in the attic. So peep in the attic. You wouldn't believe how many attic hatches I pull down and tons of rat feces fall down. So one of the most simple things you can do if it has an attic staircase, you know, just pull it down just to see. And then peep in there if you want as well, if you're bold enough.
that reminds me of that one video that I saw of yours where you like you moved the ceiling tile. Like it looked fine, but you like peeked through on the other side of a ceiling tile, and it was just like all, what was it, moldy or like rotting above it?
Yeah, termite and mold. That was termite. Yeah. Oh yeah, that was a leaky shower pan for a shower, an old shower from the 80s.
Yeah,
and then termites got in there too. So I tell people. So and then what do you believe? Our standards of practice say that we don't have to remove ceiling tiles.
Huh.
Wow. So a lot of, it might be a lot of inspectors out there that aren't going above and beyond the standards of practice, and they can miss something like that. That's a, you know, that's a several thousand dollar issue. You know.
Right. Yeah, and like termite damage generally isn't covered by homeowners insurance too. So it's like one of those, I mean, that's a huge, huge issue. You know, other things that we've heard about, so everything you've mentioned, also, you know, water damage, which isn't always obvious, but where there is water damage, you're likely also going to see mold. And you might not see mold, you might smell mold. You know, you're going to smell it before you see it usually. And a lot of people will make the mistake of attributing like that kind of musty odor with, you know, well, it's an old house. It's like, oh no, it's not. It's probably old.
Now there are some cases when you go in basements and, you know, like some newer homes, you go into the basement and the air hasn't been circulating, and there could be an issue with that. But most of the time, like you said, it's going to be water intrusion, leaks, something that's getting inside the basement that's causing it.
We've already touched on it just a little bit, but because it sounds like, you know, and what we've seen from you on social media, like you find a lot of crazy stuff. So we've already touched on some of those, but what would you say are some of the most unusual things that you found like during home inspections where you're just like, what in the world is even like, how is this the way that it is?
Right. So, I mean, to be honest, like it's so much stuff, but the things that kind of go to the top, you know, top of my list of the craziest would be, let me tell you the whole story. So I get to this home, you know, we're talking a $600,000 home in a very nice neighborhood. Every house around there was about 800K, and this home was, it was ignored. It was a $600,000 home. The roof was covered with debris. The yard wasn't done. It just looked like it had been neglected. And so I get out there. I'm by myself, and I'm inside the master. I went to the master bathroom, and I look on the side of the toilet, and the floor slopes. I was like, okay, that's kind of odd. So then I walk out a little bit more, and along the same wall, it slopes again. Like, we're talking a dip of maybe like 2 inches. Like, just
like an obvious slope.
Yeah, it just slopes down like a crazy slope. So I was like, wait, let me go downstairs. So I went downstairs, see the same thing on the slab, right underneath this area. I was like, oh my God, I think the house is sinking. And so I went outside, and I looked at the side of the house, and I was like, well, I can't tell if it's sinking or not, but I got to recommend a structural engineer out here. You know, I just don't trust it. And then, you know, it was a number of other things with this house, but that was the most, you know, damaging in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So I call my customer, I'm like, look, get a structural engineer out here. This thing, I think it's sinking. I mean, I can't put that in the report. I'm just going to say, hey,
it's worth looking at.
Worth looking at. It's sloping. It's, you know, the drywall's cracking. It's every telltale sign that we see from a major structural issue. So you need to get somebody out here. And he was like, man, can it wait? Like, I'm about to buy the house tomorrow. Is it something that can wait? And I was like,
I don't think you want to wait.
And look, you wouldn't believe this. So I said, look, if you want to wait, that's on you. I can't tell you how urgent this probably is. You know, I mean, I can't tell you enough that it's urgent. You need to get somebody out right away. If you want to go ahead and buy it, that's on you, but I got to tell you. And so, man, 6 months later, he called me. He was like, man, you were right. I was like, what happened? He said, man, the structural engineer finally came out. The house.
After he bought the house.
After he bought the house, he said it was unsafe to live in. He said,
safe.
They wanted over $100K just to stabilize the foundation and lift the home up.
That's why you have the home inspection, though, so that you don't get stuck with something like that.
Exactly. And I'm going to get to another point in a second, but he was mad. He was fine with me, but he was mad at the realtor, the seller's agent, and the homeowner. He thought they might have hidden it and they didn't disclose. So he was going to try to sue him and everything. But another thing, so if I had missed that, I tell a lot of my mentees and new inspectors, you know, you got to be careful. You want to make sure you know your education, you're learning as much as possible. Because if I had missed something like that, something like that can make or break your career.
Right. So, no, absolutely.
You know, if I go out there and my name is tied to missing a $100,000 issue, like, come on. Mm-hmm. So you got to be doing, you know, make sure you hire somebody that's experienced. And yeah.
But that was was it actually sinking, or was the structure just crumbling, like on that one side?
From what I could tell, I think all the water was going towards, so it was on a slab. So it wasn't even a basement. So all the water was going towards the slab. And I think it just, you know, it gave way. And I think when I look back on it, a lot of it was the drainage was poor. It was poor grading, you know, no gutters, all that water just dumping towards the foundation. And I think it just gave way. So, it had to be pretty extensive for them to want to. Usually with foundation issues, they don't have to, it doesn't cost that much, you know. Unless it's like a pretty bad issue.
Well, it must have been pretty bad for that price tag.
And that's the thing. He was so upset. He had planned on putting $150K into this renovation, but he had to do that just to make the house livable.
Right. Wow. Well, so that's an interesting thing to bring up, because you were talking about the house not having gutters. And I wanted to also ask you about like some home maintenance tasks that are really important to do to maintain, to keep your house in good shape. Cause you know, at HomeGauge, we offer, Dan and I are on the web team and we build websites and also do SEO and write blogs for people. And a lot of that is geared towards like homeowners that inspectors can share, you know, these articles with their community, you know, whether on Facebook or whatever. But one of the things for home maintenance that we're always talking about is cleaning your gutters, because if that water isn't properly diverting away from the siding or the home's foundation, then you can have those, you know, the water intrusion in the basement. And I know no one likes to clean gutters, right? It's not a fun thing to do. You're not like, yeah, I can't wait to get to clean my gutters. But it kind of does lead into, you know, I think you would probably agree, like it's really important to clean your gutters, but what other things would you say, like for a homeowner, are important just to kind of keep your property, you know, in good shape? And to, because a lot of the stuff that, you know, homeowners can do is proactive maintenance to keep problems from happening, right? Because even with the water intrusion, it can affect your foundation, it can cause mold, then you have water damage and you're replacing stuff and bad air quality. There's just like all sorts of things from like a simple task if you neglect it, right?
Right. Some of the most damaging stuff is going to be water related, right? Mm-hmm. So I tell people, I've been telling people, just get an inspection, guys. Like people think you only need an inspection when you buy a home. Some people are starting to get them before they sell the home, like a pre-listing. But
they're awesome. Yeah.
I personally feel like you should get them every 3 to 4 years. And I'm not saying just this, just to support me. I'm talking about just on, in general, because most Americans, like, we're busy. Like, everybody's busy. Nobody's going into their attics on a regular. Nobody's checking underneath their sink cabinets and their kitchen cabinets and things like that, checking their water heater out. So when you sell the home and you do the pre-listing inspection, you got a laundry list of stuff that you missed that's potentially caused a lot more problem, right? So then, now you got to figure out how you're going to fix that, or if you're going to negotiate that with the buyer. So I recommend just definitely getting inspections every so often, just to keep an eye on your house.
I'm curious, because we also talk to inspectors quite a bit, obviously, since we host their websites and do SEO for them. And you know, we hear so many things that, you know, people are doing and services that they're offering, because we've been talking to people a lot recently, because, you know, buyers aren't really buying with rates the way that they are, right? But there are additional ways to offer services for people, and like you're talking about, home maintenance inspections, which we also say, you know, 2 to 3 years, 3 to 4 years, have a home maintenance inspection, the pre-listing inspections. We have people in some markets who it's so competitive that they're foregoing the inspection completely at the beginning, right? And because there's multiple offers on a home, and so that's what they'll do. And then we have some, you know, a couple customers that work with us, inspectors that work with us, who have started doing, you know, post-closing inspections. So like if you, you know, so it's just a different way. They're all still a complete comprehensive home inspection, right? But it's how you're marketing it. It's right. And like who you're marketing it to, whether it's a homeowner or a seller or someone who waived their inspection and now they've closed on a home, right? So curious do you offer specifically home maintenance inspections, and are there any other services that you offer to kind of, expand your reach outside of just like the buyer's market?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we do the home maintenance inspections. We do, I got a ton of stuff. I do a filter.
Tell us all of them.
I got a filter service. I run into a lot of homes that have, filters in the crawl space, right? Mm-hmm.
No one wants to do that.
Right. So yeah, we go out for that. If you want, 4 times a year, we provide the filter. And what else? Radon testing. We do mold testing. We do meth testing. What else? Those are the main ones, huh?
You could bundle all of that into something called environmental testing and have a whole healthy home. We have a few people who do that as well, who they'll just come in and do like radon, air quality, the sewer scope, just any something that could affect like the health of the home and wrapping that up. Or so maybe the visit is just like their ancillary services instead of, you know, but a bundle for that is going to do all that different testing in the home to make sure that it's, you know, safe for the occupants.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a good idea. So we still, you know, we're always trying to evolve and come up with different things. Just mainly like just to be in contact with the buyer and make sure they're taking care of their home good. And so we use Homebinder too. You familiar with Homebinder? We got that service for our clients. So they get email and maintenance alerts saying, hey, it's time to clean the filter. Time to pump the septic, and we refer different partners out for that in Atlanta. So,
nice. Well, and you mentioned, you know, earlier that you've been staying super busy, so you're obviously, you know, doing things right. And you know, I think for us, a lot of times we're trying to communicate, and you know, we do this show and we talk to people a lot. But you know, just different ways that you can be creative with your skill set as an inspector and really become more of like a trusted advisor, even once you've, you know, maybe you did a buyer's inspection and then they rehire you in a few years for a home maintenance inspection, and you're basically become, you know, trusted not only by customers, but by agents who refer you and stuff like that. And there are so many, opportunities, if you think about it creatively, to, you know, go beyond just, you know, being someone who inspects a home when it's up for sale.
Right. Absolutely. That's one of the goals, ultimate goals. I think the Mike Holmes, you know, the guy from Holmes Inspections.
We had one of our guests a few weeks ago, Nate.
He was on
talking to us there up in Canada.
He when you brought that up, it brought him to mind because he has like the warranty service and got a team of he's got like a franchise thing going, I guess. But yeah, he's really inspirational, you know.
Well, we're right at our 30-minute mark here. I just wanted to.
That went by.
I know, right?
I'm glad when you're having fun with Jermaine on the gauge.
I wanted to make sure that we promote your socials here for our audio listeners as well as our visual followers right now. But you can follow Jermaine on Instagram at get_it_done_home_inspections. Get it done, home inspections. I'll have that listed in the show notes on Spotify.
I love your fancy little pop-up, Stan.
Thanks. And then here's you can also follow Jermaine on Facebook, facebook.com/ get it done home inspections. And then all of our full episodes are on our YouTube channel, and we are also now on Spotify for all.
For when you're driving listeners. In between inspections, you can listen to the gauge, even though it'll still be fun. You can't see our faces, but it's still good. Good stuff. Information. Good information.
And the home gauge.
Make sure you get on there and listen to the gauge.
Yes. Listen to the gauge. Yes. We've got our Instagram accounts at Home Gauge Web Services, and then also our main account is just at Home Gauge. Carly, did you want to talk about anything else?
I don't think so. Wait, am I supposed to? I don't think so. I didn't realize that it was already 1:33. So that's cool. We do have some other guests lined up, and Dan just went through all of our set. Is this my prompt? Summer deal. So that's a summer website, or that's a website sale. You can get a website and 6 months of SEO for only $1,522. And you get to work with our great web team. I'm not biased. So check it out. Check out our socials. Check out Jermaine's socials. He has lots of good, great material.
I love your Instagram. I love your Instagram videos. Keep up the great work over there. And definitely keep doing TikTok.
Is a big TikTok. Yes, TikTok.
Yeah.
I haven't been on there in a couple of days.
We got our next inspector for our next episode on August 23rd. He's got close to 160,000 followers on TikTok alone. We'll keep it as a surprise for right now, but TikTok's where it's at. But like I said, you're doing amazing work on Instagram and showcasing, like you said, showcasing the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, so.
Yep. All righty. Jermaine, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, I'm going to go ahead and sign off.
Let's do about a year or so.
Yeah, let's have you back on for sure.
Yeah, if you're willing to come back, we would love to have you.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.